now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big two-hour extravaganza on tap for you today on the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we will set the table before we start knocking things down. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour, we tell you how to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go. And that's via websites, apps. There's a ton of cool ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you, and we'll talk about them all right now, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link on the website that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, whether they be Android, whether they be Apple, or PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Versatile app that you can download to any device. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. On the other side, we'll set the table for this big Thursday two-hour extravaganza of the Spano and Black Attack and start knocking things down, along with taking your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack. You keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, if you're in the mood for sports, you're in the right place. This is the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Again, Bob Black off today. He'll rejoin us tomorrow as we wrap up the week with a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Big, fun, lively show on tap for you over the next 2 hours. We've got guests, a couple of them. They're both in hour number two. First, at 9:12 a.m. Eastern Time, 12 after hour number two, Joe Lemire from Vocative. .com. He's going to talk baseball with us. He's one of the premier baseball writers and journalists in the industry, and we'll kind of take a tour around Major League Baseball as opening day is this Sunday, and then you got a full slate of games on Monday as well. So it's time we really take a look around Major League Baseball. In our visit with Joe Lemire, we will tour all six divisions and get his take on the upcoming season. Then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Dan Schlossberg. He's the author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta. We'll talk about that great book and those times when you could pencil the Braves in as the winners of the National League East. Couldn't pencil them in as winners of the World Series very often, just once in those 14 years. But nonetheless, one of the sustained runs of excellence in Major League Baseball history. There wasn't very many wins of the ultimate prize, but there was a lot of winning. And we'll talk to Dan Schlossberg about that, about how bittersweet it might have been and how the fan base in Atlanta got very much spoiled by the sustained success and at the same time was often disappointed with the lack of ultimate success. So that's 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. In between all of that or is going to be a lot of other sports talk. We're going to do some NFL. We're going to do some NBA as we continue to take a look at the latest in the D'Angelo Russell, Nick Young saga. And we'll just mix it up, but there's going to be a good little bit of NBA, quite a bit of NFL along the way, and we'll mix in the baseball with the guests in hour number two. But where I'm going to start is with the NFL today. And we'll start with some of the rumored movement around the league. You know, with the draft less than 30 days away and the first wave of free agency now in the books, there's still a lot of rumored movement, and you have teams jockeying to add pieces to their roster before the draft so that they have some positions fortified and they know where they're going to be going in the upcoming NFL draft. Because obviously, if you address a position before the draft in free agency, it becomes less of a priority in the draft and you can move your draft priorities a lot of times to other places. So with that said, we're seeing some teams discussing and interviewing and talking to guys and considering bringing in some of these pieces in this second wave of free agency. And the latest rumor out of this second wave of free agency is Percy Harvin, looks like he wants to come back and play in 2016. You know, there was rumors that Percy was done. He's had hip issues, the migraine issues. But the talk is now that Percy Harvin wants to play in 2016. And when you're as talented as Percy Harvin and you want to play in this league, you'll be given the opportunity to play. Percy Harvin is a very, very talented player. Let's start right there. He is one of the, when healthy, focused, and on the field, he's one of the better wide receivers in the game. And he's a very, very unique weapon who can add a very interesting wrinkle to your offense. And I think he's certainly a guy with a lot of value in a lot of ways. Because not only is he somebody that can line up in different places on the field, not only is he somebody dynamic with the ball in his hands, not only can he line up and be more of a traditional receiver, whether it be on the outside or in the slot, he can do a lot of other things. He can line up as a running back. He can be a factor in your wildcat and in your read option. And he really presents a lot of unique options that a lot of wide receivers, running backs, and other offensive players don't present. Plus, he's got an incredible amount of skill, not only as a receiver and as a running back and as a versatile piece, but he's got elite athleticism as it relates to quickness and shiftiness and the ability to make players miss. So he really is an elite talent, and when focused and healthy, he can be a huge factor in an offense. And he can do some big things, and he can add some wrinkles that can really help your offense be more explosive and less predictable, and you have an ability to fool defensive coordinators. Here's the thing with Percy Harvin. He is versatile, he is unique, and he is a great talent. But he's always injured, whether it be hip, knee, whatever sort of injuries. He deals with major migraine issues, which over the course of a season cost him what seems a game or two every year. And then above all of that, he is a gigantic pain in the ass within a locker room and to a coaching staff and to an organization. So while he's this terrific talent, whose best asset is his unique versatility as a wide receiver, in addition to his ability to excel. You know, what people don't realize sometimes, it's nice to be versatile, but a lot of times with the versatile guys, they can do a lot of things and they can do them okay, but they don't really do anything particularly well. Percy Harvin's a difference maker in multiple ways on the football field. And I want people to understand that. He is a terrific talent. Is he a number one receiver in the purest sense? He is not. But if he's your number two receiver on the field all the time, complemented by a terrific number one receiver, you're not losing a thing. You're not coming up short in any way, shape, or form at your receiver position. You now add that if you happen to have a quality number three receiver there as well, who's on the field 70-80% of the time or more, and you allow Percy Harvin to do some of those other things that he excels at. It's not like when he lines up in the backfield as a running back, he's just some nondescript running back. He'd actually be a very good running back in this league as well. So he allows you to do unique things in a passing game, unique things in a running game. He'll excel in your read option attack. He can do some wildcat stuff. So not only is he very versatile and more versatile than most offensive players, these various things that he does them very well and does them at a high level so that your offense can really succeed and do some other things it hasn't done before, do them well, add some real unique wrinkles that are troubling for defenses, and all around, when on the field, when healthy, and when focused, He is a tremendous asset to any offense. And if you're doing some unique things, what a piece to have on there is a skilled position weapon. The problem with Percy Harvin, oft injured, number one. That's a huge factor, keeping him on the field. Number two, he's a giant pain. And he's a locker room distraction, and you can make a case that he's more trouble than he's worth. And in this day and age in the NFL, even if you are productive, once you're deemed more trouble than you're worth, you have an uphill battle getting offers. We'll stay with this Percy Harvin story on the other side. Then we're going to move on to Denver and speculate on who their starting quarterback may be. That's next, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. I'm Joe Spano. You're listening to the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. More right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as we're brought back by the late, great Nick Charles. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. Many of you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved in this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We've been talking NFL thus far, and specifically Percy Harvin. And I just really want everybody to get an idea of, at his best, how good a weapon he is and how versatile. And I think the numbers paint a good picture here of what Percy Harvin is. And again, the Bills voided his contract. He's a free agent. He can go anywhere. You know, the Bills are interested. There are other teams that look like they may be kicking the tires or would be logical spots. But when you look at Harvin's career, you know, rookie year in Minnesota, 60 catches, 790 yards, 6 touchdowns. Second year, 71, 868, 5 touchdowns. 2011, 87, 967, 6 touchdowns. In just 9 games in 2012, 62 catches, 677 yards, 3 touchdowns. From there, it's an injury-riddled career with very, very limited production. 2013, he played one game. 2014, half a season with the Jets, and that was kind of, the production wasn't bad, but it was just a washout season. You know, 2014 as a whole was a washout. It was 8 games with the Jets, another 5 games with the Seahawks. It just wasn't great. And 2015 we all know about. So beset by injuries and character and ineffectiveness issues from 2013 on. But, I mean, you know, that's the passing numbers. And what do they say? They say number 2 receiver. They'd actually say number 3 receiver in today's NFL, but with some of the other things he does, you want him on the field all the time. They say number 2 receiver, have a real strong number 3, and boy, we have something interesting because of the things he can do in the slot. You know, he does have the over-the-top speed, but he's really more quick and shifty than fast, and he'll excel inside with guys outside in multiple receiver sets when there's only 2 on the field. He can absolutely line up outside and do some things. But what makes him so unique is his ability to run the football. You know, when you look over the course of his career from 2009 to 2012, he's ranged anywhere from 52 to 15 carries. He's always averaged somewhere between 4.5 and 9 yards a carry. For his career, you know, over the course of his 73 games, 145 carries for 916 yards, 51 yards along, 5 touchdowns, 9 carries of 20-plus. A real factor as a legitimate change of pace threat at the running back position out of read option and some of the other things that you want to do offensively these days. Also, one of the dynamic kick returners in the game. So it's a multifaceted guy who absolutely can play a big role. Problem is, over the last few years, there's been all kinds of health issues, back and knee and hip. There's the issues with the migraines that have kept him out of a couple of games in his career. So over the last few years, he hasn't been healthy, and as a result, his production has diminished. He's become a real character issue in the locker room, but you can see at his best, an extremely productive receiver that can do a lot of things for you. He's still young at only 27, so hopefully if you can get him healthy and the injuries haven't had a permanent debilitating effect on his abilities and his skills, you might still get a lot of years out of Percy Harvin at just 27. That said, I don't expect him, for all the reasons I entailed, from the lack of health over the last few years to the character issues within the locker room, I don't expect him to command big dollars. You know, you see a market now where a guy like Greg Hardy, who still produces at a very, very high level. Let's not kid ourselves. Greg Hardy is an extremely productive pass rushing defensive end and two-way defensive end. But his act got so tiring in Dallas that a team in desperate need of pass-rushing defensive ends has zero interest in bringing back Greg Hardy. Well, Percy Harvin's kind of that same guy, and it goes back to what I always talk about. At what point is a player more trouble than he's worth? In the case of Percy Harvin, it may well be at this point he's more trouble than he's worth. So with that said, I expect a bunch of teams, for various reasons, to bid on the services of Percy Harvin, but I don't expect them to bid big dollars. I don't expect them to make long-term commitments. I generally don't expect him to get a big big length, big years, big dollar type contract. It's going to be very much a show-me contract. He's going to have to show that he can stay healthy and be a solid citizen and still be productive in order to earn another one of those big contracts, which right now at age 27, he gets a one-year show-me deal. At age 28, he hits the market. He might just hit that contract, but he's got to show health, explosiveness, durability, and attitude adjustment. All of those things are what it will take for Percy Harvin to land that big contract in free agency in 2017. That said, you look at some of the logical landing spots for a guy like Percy Harvin. Carolina. They lack elite wide receivers. They're getting Kelvin Benjamin back. Devin Funchess is developing. Beyond that, it's Ted Ginn, it's Jericho Contra. It's kind of a wanting group. Philly Brown. It's not an awful group, but it's far from a great group. You add Percy Harvin in that mix, and obviously they're going to draft a receiver in this draft and draft one fairly early. You add Percy Harvin in that mix, and you have something very interesting with that group and Greg Olsen. And also with some of the unique things that Carolina does offensively, because Cam Newton is their quarterback, Harvin's the perfect fit. They run a lot of read option there with Cam. They do a lot of interesting things with formations and moving guys around with Mike Shula as the offensive coordinator. Carolina is a very logical landing spot for all those reasons and a very good fit for Percy Harvin. And with some of the characters that they have, or guys of high character and leadership that they have in that locker room, like a Thomas Davis and some other guys, they can overcome Percy Harvin's character issues. You know, the biggest character, as it were, in that locker room is Cam Newton. But he's the leader, and he's the guy they rally around. Thomas Davis is the leader of the defense. I think those guys can certainly overcome some of Percy's issues. And I think Carolina is a very logical landing place. Cincinnati and Cleveland both lost receivers in this offseason. They could certainly use a guy like this, and he would be an upgrade over anybody that remains on their rosters as far as role-playing receivers. Buffalo would like him back, and maybe that's a possible reunion. And, of course, anytime you have a guy that's talented, that you believe has some tread left on the tire, but has character issues, New England's always a rumored landing spot for one simple reason. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and that New England way overcome character issues. They get everybody in line, whether it be Randy Moss, whether it be Corey Dillon. You name the guy, they've gotten everybody in line over the years. They'd get Percy Harvin in line. So I think kind of when you lay this all out, based on roles, opportunities, and some of the different things that teams do and what locker rooms can endure, the two best and most logical spots for me, Carolina and New England. New England would make great use of the unique talents of Percy Harvin, and they could certainly handle the character issues. You know, nothing in New England is bigger than Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Percy Harvin, like Randy Moss, would realize that very quickly and fall into line. And perhaps, if the physical skills are still there, have that resurgence. In Carolina, nothing's bigger than Thomas Davis and Cam Newton. Even Josh Norman. They now have this track record of success. And the things that they do offensively make Harvin a perfect and logical fit. And perhaps it could elevate this offense to heights that they didn't even see last year. So those are the two logical spots that I see that are the best fits. I'm interested to see what kind of dollars. I don't think they're going to be much. I'm interested to see what kind of length. I don't think it's going to be long. But I certainly think with Percy Harvin putting it out there that he wants to come back to the NFL, there will be offers. I think those teams will be amongst a handful of teams that will make offers. And I also think those two teams are going to be the two spots, one of the two spots where he lands. I think he's going to land in one of those two places. I think they're the best fit. I think they're best able to withstand his personality and his character flaws. And I think he'll land in one of these two places on a one-year deal. At that point, we'll see what he has left. And then if he has a lot left and has a big year, and the character issues don't present themselves, he'll go out in the free agent market at the age of 28 in 2017, and he'll get a big deal as money continues to spike in the NFL as it relates to the size of free agent contracts. But on the other side, we're going to stay with the NFL. We're going to move from Percy Harvin to Denver and speculate on who the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos is going to be in 2016. There are a couple of clear candidates out there for the job. We'll discuss their merits next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, weighing at 800-878-PLAY, but be sure to keep it where it is.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so come and hang out with me here on the Spano and Black Attack. If you prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's stay with the NFL, and we're talking about the Denver Broncos and their need for a new quarterback. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. They lost some pieces in this offseason, most notably Malik Jackson. But most of the core of their great defense is back for 2016. Will their defense take a small step back? Perhaps, but not a big one. And it will be one of the game's very best defenses. It was a defense that carried them all the way to a world championship and had them hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, because their offense by the end of the season was really not very productive. Peyton Manning extremely limited at quarterback. The wide receivers, in many cases, weren't in lockstep with Manning. So it was a real limited passing game. C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Tillman, I don't think, did a particularly great job running the football. And they dealt with some offensive line woes. That said, that defense was stellar. It'll be stellar again in 2016. I don't know that it can quite be up to the standards that it made for itself in 2015, but it won't be far off, which will make it one of the NFL's very best defenses, and a defense that will keep them in every game and put them in a position to win. That said, they currently have Mark Sanchez as the quarterback on the roster that would start under center in September if September were today. That's not going to get it done. If the season started today, putting Mark Sanchez under center pretty much assures the Denver Broncos of not being able to successfully defend their Super Bowl championship. But there are some viable options out there in what is a very thin quarterback market. Now, if you're a team that needs a lot out of your offense because you don't have a world-class defense, these options probably wouldn't work for you. But in the unique place you are in Denver in 2016, with a world-class defense, you'll take some steps to continue to improve the offensive line. You've brought back C.J. Anderson. Maybe you go find another running back in the earlier middle parts of the draft. You can have a capable, place-holding, game-managing type quarterback under center, win a lot of games, and be a contender for the AFC West crown and for the AFC championship and a return to the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's not a long-term solution. And going forward, come 2017, this roster in Denver is going to look radically different, and John Elway will have to undertake a major rebuilding project. That said, that's 2017. We're looking ahead to opening day 2016. And there are some options out there. The best option in my mind, the two options really are Josh McCown, Brian Hoyer. The Broncos have made it clear that their interest in Ryan Fitzpatrick is fleeting at best, and that the dollars that he wants are inconsistent with what Denver's willing to pay. So if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Jets, get yourselves on the same page and get that done and get back to Jetland, where you can continue to build upon some of the success you guys had last year. That said, RG3's off the market. The 49ers didn't like the offers for Colin Kaepernick. The $12 million cap hit is not severe for a team with this much cap room. So it looks like the 49ers, by all indications, unless the Broncos bring up what they're willing to pay for Kaepernick as far as draft pick compensation to San Francisco, looks like Kaepernick's going to stay in San Francisco. So the two viable options that are out there on the market that are the best fit for the Broncos are right now the property of other teams, but I don't think that's going to last very long. One is Josh McCown in Cleveland. One is Brian Hoyer. These are both game-managing, caretaking-type quarterbacks that very shortly, because new quarterbacks were brought in front of them, will no longer have a home. Josh McCown, he's not going to stay in Cleveland with RG3 being anointed the starter in Cleveland. RG3 is a rehabilitation project like we've talked about. And if you keep a steady, capable veteran, best suited as a backup in most cases, but he can step in and start and be effective for you. If you keep him behind a reclamation project like RG3, you have RG3 looking over his shoulder, and I don't think that's a good approach. So with that said, he's probably out of Cleveland. Plus, they have a roster devoid of talent. If you can trade a spare part like Josh McCown, because the Browns still will likely draft a quarterback and put themselves in a position, if RG3 washes out, to have the long-term solution. That said, Browns are probably going to look to trade McCown, maybe get a fifth, sixth, seventh round type pick for him. If you're the Broncos, with Mark Sanchez as basically your only viable option to be the starter come opening night or opening day, it's actually opening night, it's a Thursday, Josh McCown's a very viable option, and if the Browns want a fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick, just give it to him. Now, am I telling you Josh McCown's a great quarterback? No. I'm not telling you that. He's a guy I criticized Tampa Bay when they brought him in 2014 to be their starter instead of Mike Glennon. I don't really think in most cases he's the right guy to be your starting quarterback if you expect to win. The exception is a situation like out in Denver. And here's why. You're not going to have to ask a ton out of your offense. He can make some plays. He doesn't make a ton of mistakes. He's a steady hand and a veteran, and you're going to lean on that defense. And at this point in his career, he's now 36 and he's older. He sat behind a lot of capable veterans. He's gotten opportunities to play. If you look at his last 3 years, great, you know, terrific production, really, numbers-wise. Wins and losses, not so good. But production-wise, it's there. And with the wealth of talent in Denver on defense in particular, some very capable receivers, they may be able to do enough offensively in Denver with Josh McCown as their quarterback to stay competitive for another year. You know, you go back and look in 2013 with Chicago. He had a great year. He started 5 games. And in those 5 games, 149 for 224, 67% completion percentage, 1,829 yards, 8-plus yards an attempt, 13 touchdowns, 1 interception. So just incredible production. That's kind of what put him on the map as, here's something more than a guy who wears a baseball cap and holds a clipboard. And it netted him a big deal to go down to Tampa Bay and be the starter under first-year head coach Lovie Smith, and it just didn't work. 11 starts, 184 for 327, 56% completion percentage, 11 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. It just didn't work. But now you go to last season. The Browns were awful, a roster devoid of talent, but look at how he rebounded. 186 for 292, 64% completion percentage, and this is in 8 starts. 2,100 yards, so he would have thrown for about 4,200 yards over 16 starts. He would have had 24 touchdowns and just 8 interceptions. So he's a guy who can definitely be productive. If you can win a Super Bowl with an all-world defense like Baltimore did with Trent Dilfer at quarterback, the Broncos can certainly compete for an AFC West crown, a playoff spot, and perhaps even defend their Super Bowl title with their all-world defense with Josh McCown at quarterback. So to me, he's the best option. And again, it's not that my opinion has radically changed on McCown. The circumstances that would present themselves in Denver are a great fit for his skill set. This is one of those places where if he's your starting quarterback for the season, you actually will have a real and legitimate fighting chance to win a lot of games. There are a lot of quality receivers. Once he gets on the page with them, the Demaryius Thomases, the Emmanuel Sanders. So there's a stable of quality receivers. C.J. Anderson back at running back. They bring in a complimentary piece to go with him that perhaps has a little wiggle and burst. And now you've got something on offense. And the defense, all world. Much like the Ravens were able to win a world title with Trent Dilfer as their caretaker quarterback, McCown's no worse than Dilfer. If this Denver Broncos offense can maintain something near the standard they set last year, Denver will be just fine for one more year. So I love Josh McCown there. And if it costs you a fifth-round pick, go do it. You get to stay competitive for another year. Perhaps you catch lightning in a bottle if all goes right. Hoyer's another option. Houston would like to trade him, get a late-round pick for him, or if there's no takers, they'll release him. And a lot of the same reason. You've spent a lot, this circumstance, you've spent a lot of money on Brock Osweiler, but you don't want him looking over his shoulder either. He's a guy who hasn't started a lot of games, and as a result, you don't want him every time things go wrong to start looking over his shoulder and go, uh-oh, am I going to get pulled? Am I going to get pulled? So you take the capable journeyman-type quarterback, like Josh McCown is, like Brian Hoyer is, and you put him on another roster. Now, if you're the Texans and you can get something for him, great. If you can't, you just let him go. Hoyer would be another option in Denver. I don't like this option as much. I think McCown may just be a little bit better of an option than Hoyer. But they're very similar. They're both journeyman quarterbacks who can start short and long term for you if need be the case, but are more ideally suited to be backups where if your elite starter got hurt, they could step in for a number of games or even the entire season and all would not be lost. Let's put it this way. If Josh McCown or Brian Hoyer were the backup in Dallas, would it have been a lost 2015 season for the Cowboys if either one of those guys had to step in and play for Tony Romo instead of the Brandon Whedons and the Matt Castles of the world? Absolutely not. That's where these guys are best served, behind an elite-level starting quarterback that has the confidence and wouldn't be looking over their shoulder. They're holding the clipboard. They're the backup. They can help in the game plan, help this quarterback see things. And then if God forbid, the starter gets hurt, he can jog out there, take off that baseball cap, put on that helmet, and all is not lost. Now, is it an ideal scenario for the Broncos? No. You'd much rather have an elite quarterback, but that option is not there for them for 2016. And with that special defense, instead of letting this window close without having a real chance to defend your Super Bowl crown, go get one of these placeholders or journeyman-type quarterbacks that can help you do enough offensively that with that great defense, you'll be able to compete. If it's me, I'm going Josh McCown over Brian Hoyer. But either one is a viable and attractive option for Denver right now based on the scenarios that may play out for them at the quarterback position at this moment. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a terrific hour one and take a peek ahead to hour two. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
You're nuts, Rocky.
You want to play some more?
What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Louis Castro.
What's the matter, Castro?
Hello, Cobb. This is Louis Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
On that happy note, we continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, both following me at Span56, but even more importantly, follow Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA on Twitter. It'll give you a chance to get the latest tweets on what we have coming up in our programming day throughout the day, and in particular, what's coming up on Best of Byline, that two-hour block that we run weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, which gives you a second chance to catch all the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And again, if you follow us on Twitter, at Span56, or at Sports Byline USA more specifically, we'll give you updates on what's coming up on the Best of Byline. Well, great hour one is in the books. Hour two, looking ahead to a whole lot of fun. We got a couple of terrific interviews, and in between all of that, I've got some compelling topics we're going to throw at you. But we're going to step aside for the news right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's like a panoply of mistakes and outrageous statements.
Republican presidential candidate John Kasich hammers his rival Donald Trump for his rhetoric on the campaign trail. The Ohio governor on ABC's Good Morning America saying it's more than Trump's comments that he made on abortion.
I mean, he talked about using nuclear weapons in Europe. He talked about abolishing NATO. He said his Supreme Court justice would investigate Hillary's emails. That would be one of the reasons why they would be picked.
Kasich says he doesn't believe that Trump will become the GOP nominee, and even if he does, he couldn't support him. This comes as Donald Trump backpedals on his comment that women should be punished for illegal abortions. On MSNBC's town hall last night, he says,
there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Trump talking with MSNBC's Chris Matthews, the comment receiving backlash. Now a statement from Trump says the doctor performing the abortion and not the woman would be punished. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
An Israeli company might be responsible for helping the FBI unlock a San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. Sources say Cellebrite Mobile Synchronization helped retrieve data from the shooter's phone after Apple refused to help out. The U.S. Justice Department and Apple have been in a legal battle about unlocking that phone. Donald Trump may want to be careful if he ever sees Ted Cruz driving. Last night on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, the Texas senator referenced an April Fool's prank that the host was teasing in which someone would place a picture of Trump on a car's backup camera.
I will say I was watching the early part of the show, and if I were in my car and getting ready to reverse and saw Donald in the backup camera, I'm not confident which pedal I'd put.
Cruz calling Trump a unique individual during the show. Cleanup efforts underway after a tornado touches down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The twister on the ground for several minutes, damaging roofs and downing trees. Tulsa city officials saying damage has been reported on the city's north side. Several streets closed after the storm tears through the area. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Might not be politics delaying the Hillary Clinton investigation, senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
The pace of the Hillary Clinton investigation may not be politically motivated, but rather an attempt to make sure everything is done right. That's the view of former assistant director of the FBI, Ron Hosko, who told USA Radio News the FBI will have to be aware of public scrutiny of their investigation.
The FBI is going to have to be paying attention to what does public opinion say and what sort of public case do I have to put on to say that this is legitimate. This is not politics. This is legitimate within the law, within the expectations of our FBI.
Hosko added FBI investigators know Clinton will have high-priced, high-powered lawyers ready to jump on any mistake in their work. I'm Jason Wirt.
One of the Fiat 500s used to ferry Pope Francis around New York City last September, hitting the auction block today, Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Charity Buzz is selling the Pope Mobile to raise money for Catholic schools and charities. Bidding on the fuel-efficient Fiat ends at 3 p.m. Eastern. Bids already topped $250,000, or more than 10 times the sticker price of the modest car. Of course, the biggest selling point is that the pontiff wrote in it, the winning bidder will get a letter of authenticity from the Archdiocese of New York. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And Chipotle Mexican Grill might be getting into the burger business. They've filed for a trademark for the name Better Burger. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. It's been a big Thursday already thus far on the Spano and Black Attack, and it's going to be an even bigger hour, too, as we're going to hit the ground running. So instead of getting too deep into the many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go, like sportsbyline.com, our award-winning website, or iHeart or TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, or for that matter, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, and we thank our service people for checking us out here on the Spano and Black Attack and on Sports Byline each and every day. Instead of diving too deeply into that as we normally do at the top, I'm going to set the table in this segment so we can hit the ground running in hour number two. Joe Lemire from Vocative will join us and we'll talk baseball. The latest on the Jose Reyes situation, Andrew Miller's health, and then we'll bounce it around each and every one of the six divisions and get a thumbnail sketch on each of those division races. That's at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, right on the other side. Then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Dan Schlossberg, author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta. So we'll talk to him about that great time in Atlanta Braves history. As I said, you could always pencil them in as the winners of the National League East. We'll talk to him about the recent retirement of John Schaerholtz. All that and more with Dan Schlossberg at 40 after the hour. But on the other side, Joe Lemire from Vocative joins us. It's time to take a look ahead to all the Major League Baseball pennant races as opening day is Sunday. That's next on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant.
They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, but now let's go out to our phones as we're joined by Joe Lemire from Vocative, and we're going to talk a lot of Major League Baseball. Joe, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. It's great to have you aboard this morning.
Yeah, hi. Good to be here.
I guess the place will start. We're going to hit a couple of the latest pieces of news, and then we'll bounce it around and take a thumbnail look at each of the six divisions in Major League Baseball as opening day is right around the corner. It's actually Sunday. Let's start with Jose Reyes. You know, obviously the charges have been dropped, which would lead people to believe he's out of the woods as it relates to Major League Baseball, but I'm not so sure that's the case. Your thoughts?
I think we saw a precedent already with Aroldis Chapman. The charges there were dropped, and yet he still got 30 games. So I do think in the case of Reyes, I think that 30 games is probably a starting point. I've not reviewed the police records myself, but depending on what's in there, there's a chance for as much or more.
Now, if he were to get a suspension exceeding the 30 games of Aroldis Chapman, do you expect Reyes and his people, unlike Chapman's people, to appeal, or do you think they'll just let it move forward, take their punishment, and hit the ground running when the suspension is over?
I guess it depends on the nature of it. If I remember correctly, Chapman did not appeal in order to keep – there was a deal struck for him not to appeal. So I guess it depends on what the league presents to Reyes and what the particulars are. I'm sure he's anxious to get back in the swing of things, but we'll just have to wait out this process. But it's just interesting days for Commissioner Manfred because, this is still only the second time he's doled out punishment under this new policy. So obviously there are a lot of people, the union, the fans, everyone is really waiting to see what kind of tone he's going to be striking with these punishments.
Let's roll to the Yankees. Andrew Miller, chip fracture in his right wrist, his non-throwing hand, fortunately for him. But I haven't heard anything yet about how long he's going to be out. I know he's going to have to make some doctor's visits. What do you forecast his time on the shelf to be, number one? And number two, with the strength of the Yankees pitching being that bullpen, not having Chapman for the first 30 games and not having Andrew Miller for a while, what does that do to the Yankees' chances of getting off to a good start in the American League East?
Well, it certainly diminishes those chances a bit. They do have still arguably one of the three best pitchers, relievers in all of baseball, and Dellin Betances, who's someone who not only can give you a dominant one inning, but can sometimes give you a 4-5 or even 6 out. So that will certainly help. If Chase and Shreve battles back, he had a very good first half last year, tailed off, but he's been good this spring. He can be a real weapon for him, potentially even in that eighth inning. They have enough firepower in that bullpen to mix and match. Justin Wilson's there. They ought to be able to bridge the gap pretty well, as long as they can get some length out of their starters. And, of course, that's a real issue when you're talking about a rotation that might have Sabathia, Nova, Tanaka, guys who can be effective in short doses but probably aren't going to give you the same length that you would like. So Andrew Miller, because it's his non-throwing hand, that will certainly help, but we all know fractures hurt, and you do still have to field your position. So I can't imagine he gets away with no time missed, although it probably will be less than if it had been the other hand.
Fair enough. Joe, what do you say we stay in the American League East and kind of start with our thumbnail preview of that division? My take on this division in a handful of words or in one sentence, very balanced. There is no bad team. There is no great team. And I think it's very realistic. Every team in this division could finish anywhere between 86 and 94 wins. And I really have no idea who wins it. Your thoughts on this division top to bottom and who you think wins it when it's all said and done?
I agree. I think we saw that a pretty similar blueprint there last year. The Blue Jays did get to 93 wins, but when all was said and done, and thanks in part to that incredible second half David Price had after the deadline. But all the other teams were between 78 and 87 wins, and I think we're looking at a pretty similar bunching this year. The Red Sox certainly took a step forward by getting Price, but there's such huge question marks in what they can get out of Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval, who may well be their starting first and third baseman, although Sandoval's been so poor that there's talk about Travis Shaw maybe even taking over that job. I think, the Rays and Orioles are probably going to be the teams that end up on the bottom looking up. But again, that's probably only a difference of 3 or 4 games. I think we're going to get a pretty similar outcome as last year, where the Blue Jays probably will end up on top. It's really hard to overlook that lineup when you have Tulowitzki, Batista, Donaldson, Encarnacion, Russell Martin. With those five, that's about as much right-handed power as you're going to find anywhere in the game, and not just now, but for quite a while. So I really don't envy any left-handed pitcher having to go into their home ballpark, because Rogers Center is known for the ball flying out to left field anyway.
Fair statement, Joe. Couldn't agree with you more. I really see it laying out very much the same way. And that's the voice of Joe Lemire from Vocative joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to move along, pick up the pace a little bit, and hit the rest of these divisions. AL Central, White Sox were aggressive. Tigers were fairly aggressive. Royals were pretty quiet, but they're usually quiet in the offseason. Then they come out and they win somewhere near 100 games. How do you figure that AL Central shakes out and have those two teams behind the Royals in the White Sox and the Tigers done enough to catch the Royals?
Well, I think you're actually going to look at another pretty similar balanced division. I do think the Royals are ahead of the game, and keeping Alex Gordon was very important for them. I see them probably winning, maybe not by the same 12 games they won last year, but 2 through 5 could be any order whatsoever, because the Twins and Indians were the two teams that finished second and third last year. The Twins have, with Sano and Buxton, they have some of the game's best prospects. The Indians have one of the game's best rotations with Kluber, Carrasco, and Salazar. So I wish I had some good insight for you as to how it'll play out. I actually think the Indians, as long as they can find a little more offense, are the best bet to finish second.
Really? Interesting. Interesting take, Joe. Let's head to a division that seems like it'll be a little easier, and that's to forecast, probably the AL West. Your thoughts there with the Astros, the Rangers, and the Angels are always in it. They spend a lot of money. They're a big market team. Lately under Mike Socia, though, they perpetually disappoint. How do you figure that one's going to shake out?
Yeah, I like what Jerry DePoto has done in Seattle. He pretty much overhauled the roster. I think it sort of became a joke at the winter meetings. Just, you know, anytime someone checked their phone, it's what trade did DePoto make now? I think he brought them closer to that pack. I don't think they're going to quite sneak into the playoffs just yet. I do think it's the Astros' division to lose. I love, you know, Dallas Keuchel at the top of that rotation, of course. I think George Springer, if he can stay healthy, is someone to write down as a likely breakout star. I mean, he's got 30-30 potential. Plus, they're going to have a full season of Carlos Gomez in center field. They kept Colby Rasmus. That Astros management group of Luno and Sig Medjdal that came over from the Cardinals seemed to find some really good diamonds in the rough, in addition to some of the star talent like Carlos Correa, for instance. So I look for them to continue to reload and improve.
Hopefully they'll get somebody else to set the passwords on their computers and they'll be just fine.
Right.
Let's head over to the National League. The East, I look at it, two-team race. Everybody else is either a year or more away. Mets' arms seem to be very tired in spring training. Do you think this kind of postseason hangover that young arms tend to suffer with the following year rears its ugly head and the Nationals take this division and play up to their potential? Or are the Mets' troubles as far as their arms in spring training just an element of lack of motivation or adrenaline?
Yeah, I do think you'll see an uptick once the regular season starts with them. Frankly, all three of the National League divisions have a pretty similar blueprint. I mean, I've never seen a league that's so top-heavy and lacking a middle class. I mean, but the Marlins, I think, could be a team that wins 75 or 80 games, right around 500. But almost no other team, except maybe the Padres, is going to be around 500. I mean, you have the Mets and Nationals at the top and the Braves and Phillies way below. In the Central, you've got Cardinals, Pirates, and especially the Chicago Cubs, this is going to be a very strange statement to say for the last 108 years, but they're the trendy pick to win the World Series up top, and the Brewers and Reds way below. Dodgers, Giants, and Diamondbacks should all be good. Padres and Rockies, especially the Rockies, will be down near the bottom. It's so top-heavy that you see a lot more teams either really going for it or really rebuilding, and it's been really pronounced in that National League. So I think we already can narrow down the eight teams that will be competing for the five playoff spots, which is strange to say with such certainty at this point.
You know, that's amazing and a great rapid-fire summation of the National League and really a great sum up of the race in the National League in all three divisions. Now, you talked about five playoff spots in each league. Real quick, we got a couple of minutes left. Can you tell me who you think are going to be the five teams in each league who do make the playoffs?
Well, I think in the American League, I think you're going to see Toronto, Kansas City, and Houston win the divisions. As for sneaking into the wild card, I think I'm going to say that I think, as I was saying earlier, I think Cleveland's pitching is really good. I think Michael Brantley, Carlos Santana can be a real anchor to the middle of that lineup. I like the addition of Mike Napoli to add a little bit more power, which they needed. So I think the Indians and the upstart Red Sox, which is odd to say, but they've obviously struggled since that 2013 World Series. I think you're looking at the two of them in the wild card. Over in the other league, I do think you're looking at Mets, Cubs, and Giants as your three-division winners, because let's not forget this is 2016, an even-numbered year, so the Giants are poised to make a real run at it. Probably you've got the Cardinals and Pirates, who have established themselves as perennial playoff teams, which for the Cardinals makes sense. That player development machine that they've had going for so long, it just shows no sign of slowing down. And the Pirates, under Neil Huntington, have done a fantastic job of building from within and also finding reclamation projects, whether it was Francisco Liriano and turning him into a star pitcher, and most recently Juan Nicasio. I don't know if you've been following this, but I think in his first 15 innings of spring training, a guy who was run out of Colorado did not allow a single run and struck out 24, to claim a spot in their rotation. Ray Searidge is their pitching guru over there in Pittsburgh and deserves a lot more praise and attention.
Well, I think you said it all. You laid out the races. You gave us the five teams that are going to, that you think are going to make the playoffs for each league. It's way too early. You know what? Real quick, who wins the World Series in 30 seconds?
this question, the one that makes me look bad in 6 months' time. Forced to guess, I'll say Astros over Cubs.
Fair enough, man. Joe, you did a great job. Really appreciate you coming on board. Hope to have you on again throughout the baseball season. And we'll be checking out all your great work on Vocative.com and other places where your work is published as you do some great baseball writing. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Joe Lemire from Vocative.com. Check out his work there and other places. You've seen him in USA Today. You've seen him in Sports Illustrated. You've seen him everywhere. He's one of the great baseball writers in the business. On the other side, your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number. to join us here on the Spano Plaque Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, thanks to Joe Lemire from Vocative for joining us. He's a great baseball writer, man. You got to check out his stuff on Vocative and everywhere else. He's written for USA Today, Sports Illustrated. He's appeared on the MLB Network. He's got great insight. And he did a great job of catching us up on the latest news around Major League Baseball, as well as forecasting each of the six division races in Major League Baseball, giving us division winners, wild card participants, and ultimately a World Series. So we thank Joe Lemire from Vocative for joining us. And we've got Dan Schlossberg in just a few minutes here, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to talk Atlanta Braves. He's the author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta. Good time to talk about our GoFundMe campaign here at Sports Byline. We now have an interview library well over 12,000 strong. And if you love a lot of the interviews we do, like the one I just did with Joe Lemire, the one we're going to do with Dan Schlossberg in a few minutes, or any of the ones that Ron Barr does, Rick Tittle does, the list goes on and on. We need your help in protecting these interviews, helping share them, and continuing to build this library. So Ron Barr and those of us here at Sports Byline have launched a GoFundMe campaign. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding. Watch the video from Ron. It'll really do a great job of explaining why this campaign is so important and why your donation is so valuable in preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. So donate what you can when you can. Help us spread the word. And again, for those that do donate, you'll receive a link to a special commemorative collection of Sports Byline interviews. And about once a month, we'll change the interviews available at the link, so you get a real good sampling of some of the great interviews we've done here at Sports Byline. So again, go to sportsbyline.com/funding and take a look at the video. We thank you for your support. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, as many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And we got a great little time with Joe Lemire talking baseball. His opening day is right around the corner. And really, in many ways, his summation was spot on right for me and in so many ways, particularly when you look at the American League, the National League, rather, so top-heavy. And I think that's where we'll stay. We'll make this an entire all-baseball hour, and we'll lead you into Dan Schlossberg here. When I look at the National League, I see exactly what he sees. I see two teams in the NL East. I see three in the NL Central, and I see two more in the NL West, competing for five spots. Everybody else might well stink. The Padres will be fair to middling. The Rockies will stink. I'm gonna tell you what. The Dodgers, and I know this is blasphemy to say, the Dodgers may end up being a huge disappointment. And don't be surprised if that's the case. I don't forecast the Dodgers to be particularly good. They're certainly behind both the Diamondbacks and the Giants in the NL West. That said, in the NL East, my optimism concerning the Mets is guarded. I love the roster. Can these young arms give you what they gave you last year? If the answer is yes, and they build upon that success last year, and they grow into what we all think they can be, that's the Mets division, as they've cobbled together a pretty darn good bullpen, a pretty effective lineup. So I cautiously take the Mets in the NL East, but there's a chance they could take the big fall back and end up coming in there. They won't fall any further than second. Miami may surprise a few people, but I think they're a year away. And then you've got Washington sitting right there, and I expect them to come in second, and they'll battle the Mets all year long in that NL East. NL Central, with all the work the Cubs did, I don't know how they're not the favorite. They are. But no matter what happens to the Cardinals, They're always right there. So don't be shocked if the Cardinals, they're going to be right there in the end. They're going to make the playoffs. And the Pirates, they're now there every year too. They find a way, and Joe Lemire was spot on right about them. So those will be the big three in the NL Central. Out west, it's Arizona, and it's San Francisco. And I love what Arizona did, and I think they win that division. So I like Arizona to win the West. I like the Mets to win the East. Cubs will win the Central. The Cardinals will make the playoffs, and then there's going to be a three-team dogfight for that other playoff spot. But I think the San Francisco Giants get in there. In the American League, the AL East is anybody's race. I'm going to pull a surprise out of my rear. I'm going to take the Baltimore Orioles. Their starting pitching is the big question, but they got a great bullpen, and they can rake almost as well as the Toronto Blue Jays. Starting is the only concern. I like them in the AL East. Toronto will be right behind them. I think everybody else falls back a little bit. AL Central, it'll still be the Royals. I like Joe's pick on the Indians to be right there, along with the White Sox and the Tigers. Out West, Astros, Rangers, Angels. I think when it's all said and done, AL East cannibalizes themselves. So I like the division winner to be the only team that comes out of that division for the playoffs, and that'll be the Baltimore Orioles. I think Toronto's going to be something of a big disappointment. They're going to be the unexpected drop-off. I'll take the Royals in the Central. I'll take the Astros in the West. Wild card teams. I will take the White Sox and the Indians. So there's my five. And I think when you're all said and done, World Series is going to be, because it's an even number year, San Francisco Giants, and Kansas City goes back again. That's right. Royals go. Actually, I'll go Astros. Astros, Giants. Giants win the World Series because it's an even number year. There you go. Dan Schlossberg joins us next. We're going to talk when the Braves ruled the diamond. 14 flags over Atlanta. That's next. I'll keep it where it is.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, or if you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's put the phones on hold for a second, and let's talk to author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta. He's Dan Schlossberg, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Dan, good morning. Great to have you aboard this morning.
Good morning, Joe. Always great to talk about the Braves.
If you're a Braves fan like you are, it sure is. Before we actually get to the book, and it was a great book, I want to talk about the recent retirement of John Schuerholz. And, you know, let's dive into John a little bit. You know, he was the man that really made a lot of the success in Atlanta possible. Talk about his time in Atlanta and how pivotal he was to the success of the Atlanta Braves.
When he came over from the Kansas City Royals after the 1990 campaign, people in baseball were very surprised. He had won a world championship in 1985 with the Royals and was pretty much entrenched with that team. He was there for almost 24 years. But the Braves signed him. Ted Turner brought him over. Bobby Cox had been the manager and the general manager at that time, and Bobby really wanted to get back to the field. And during the 1990 season, that's what happened. Bobby went back to the field because Russ Dixon was failing as manager, and Bobby did both jobs the rest of that season. And then Schuerholz came along, and he and Bobby really worked together. They melded perfectly. Their ideas were in sync, and they were together throughout that record 14-year winning streak.
And I think that's a well-said summation. And I guess 5 years from now, he'll be in the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum because he's one of the great, you know, team executives in the history of baseball and one of the great architects in the history of baseball.
Very true, Joe. In fact, I was a little bit surprised when Pat Gillick was elected to the Hall of Fame because John Schuerholz was the first general manager who won world championships in both leagues.
Well, he's going to get there, and it's only a matter of time. I think you can rest assured there. Well, let's dive into some Braves history. You know, leading up to the 14 consecutive NL East, you know, well, they actually started out as NL West crowns, didn't they? They kind of all over the map there as far as divisions. But, you know, their 14 straight division titles, this was a team that was really in turmoil. Ted Turner actually had gone in the dugout as a manager at one point. They were a laughing stock, but they were seen every night on Superstation 17 out of Atlanta. And then John Schuerholz shows up. Bobby Cox is strictly the manager. This young pitching staff comes together all at once, and kind of the rest is history. So take us on this journey, not only the part that we remember, the 14 straight division crowns, but take us to the chain of events, and it's well chronicled in the book, that lead us up to the point where you could pencil in the Braves as a division winner in the National League each and every year.
Well, what happened was Bobby Cox, when he was general manager after leaving the managership in Toronto, when he was general manager of the Braves, he decided to rebuild the farm system with pitching. He made one trade that was unbelievable, and I remember this trade vividly at the time it happened. He traded the Braves' number one starter, a veteran pitcher named Doyle Alexander, to Detroit for a Class B minor league arm, John Smoltz, who really didn't have a good record. And I'm thinking, how can they be trading their number one pitcher for a guy nobody ever heard of? Well, I think the scouts must have seen something that nobody else saw, because John Smoltz is now in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But he was not the only one that was acquired under the Bobby Cox general managership. Tom Glavine was signed. Steve Avery was signed. There were a whole bunch of guys signed or acquired in trades, and the Braves really had the arms. What they didn't have is the defense. And that's where John Schuerholz comes in, because when he came along after the 1990 season as general manager, he went out and got Terry Pendleton to play third base, Rafael Belliard to play short, Sid Bream to play first, not necessarily big bats, although Pendleton did go on to win the batting crown the next year, but he was looking for their defense. And then he traded for Otis Nixon during spring training of 91. Well, that made the pitchers confident that their ground balls and their fly balls, their pop-ups, were going to be caught. And what a difference. Tom Glavine, who was there in 1990, became the Cy Young winner in 91. Greg Maddux wasn't even there until 93. But the Braves won in 91 and 92 because they had great defense, good hitting. They had guys like Ron Gant and David Justice. And what a combination. It was a great young team, and they really played very, very well.
I think that's well said. What I do want to talk about, I mentioned it in my rather long-winded question, but I think it was important and instrumental to the Braves' success. The advent and growth of Superstation TBS in Atlanta and the Braves becoming America's baseball team, and they really were. In a day before Major League Baseball out-of-market packages and the proliferation of the option of watching out-of-market teams each and every night, the Braves were the one team outside of your own local team that you could watch each and every night at 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time on Superstation 17, Superstation TBS. Talk about how that was instrumental in their success.
Well, this was Ted Turner. Ted Turner was really an innovator. He had a lot of terrific ideas in communications. And Ted decided that he would get better advertising dollars if he could show his channel all over the country. And he was right on the money, absolutely right. Ted Turner was also the guy who founded CNN. And at the time, people said, nobody's going to watch a 24-hour news station. Well, CNN is still going strong today. Also, those three broadcasters who were with the Braves, Skip Carey, and Pete Van Wieren and Ernie Johnson, all three of those guys should be in the baseball wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, they are phenomenal. They were together for over 30 years, and they really became household names all across the country, not only in their home state.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that Superstation TBS was so instrumental to their success, and I think you've done a great job of telling that part of the story, and those are the dulcet tones of Dan Schlossberg. He's the author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond. It's 14 Flags Over Atlanta, a great book that really chronicles the rise of the Atlanta Braves, really from the ashes, as it was a franchise that was just, they were a bottom feeder. And Sherholt showed up, Cox was there, the young pitching came together, and man, each and every year you could pencil them in as a division winner and watch them go to the playoffs. And that leads me to my next question. 14 years, all those flags, division crowns, only one World Series. You're a big Atlanta Braves fan. There are a lot of others. How does the fan base wrap their heads around that as it relates to you were so successful for so long as a franchise, but you only won the ultimate prize once?
Too many rounds of playoffs, Joe. That's the basic answer. But each year you could take something and cite that. I'll give you an example. 1991 team, the only team in baseball history that went from worst one year to World Series the next year. Otis Nixon stole 72 bases, but got suspended in September because of cocaine abuse. He was not available for the World Series. If he were, I think the Braves would have swept the Minnesota Twins that year instead of going seven games and losing game 7-1 to nothing. So that's
and that was a magical game seven, wasn't it?
It was.
It really
and
was.
If Lonnie Smith knew how to run the bases, that would have helped too.
They didn't call him skates for no reason.
Absolutely, Joe. You're right.
But I'm going to let you continue. You were actually running through some of the history of these 14 years and why, unfortunately, other than the one world title, they came up short. You talked about Otis Nixon and his suspension, and there were several other instances not dissimilar to that, that ended up undercutting the Braves and keeping them from being the world champions.
Well, their one weakness, really, Joe, throughout was not having a good closer, except for the years when John Smoltz was in the bullpen. They didn't have a Craig Kimbrell type. They had to rely on guys like Jeff Reardon and Alejandro Pena, and it's not quite the same as having a Craig Kimbrell. So that was their one weakness. Their one Achilles heel really was the bullpen. But in 93, let's talk about 93 for a second. That was the great race between the Braves and the San Francisco Giants. The Braves won 104 games. The Giants won 103. But that race went down to the last game of the season. The Braves played the Rockies. That year, the first year of the Colorado Rockies, the Braves went 13-0 in the season series against the Rockies. That made the difference. They won the division by one game. And that was the first year of Greg Maddux being in Atlanta. So that was a very significant season. And also Fred McGriff came along in midseason. So the Braves caught the Giants. They were 10 games behind the Giants on July 22nd. They caught the Giants. But by the time they got to the postseason, they were just exhausted. It was a very grueling race. And they lost to the Philadelphia Phillies in the NLCS, even though they outscored the Phillies 33-23. They just couldn't close the door. And as a result, they didn't get to the World Series that year. They should have won more World Series. But when you have so many rounds of playoffs, it's very difficult. Let me give you another example here. In the 50s, the Yankees won 5 consecutive World Series, but they never had to go through a playoff. They went directly from winning the pennant right to the World Series. That's a big difference.
And I think that is a huge factor. So the fan base doesn't really find it bittersweet in any way. They're just happy that they had that sustained success, and they don't look at it as, they look at it as a flaw in the system as opposed to a disappointment on the part of the Atlanta Braves. Would that be fair to say?
Very much so. In fact, the way I look at it, I'm a traditionalist, Joe, and I look at it, I don't like the wild card, and I hate the second wild card. To me, those are not championship teams because they did not prevail with the best record over 162 games. The Miami Marlins, then the Florida Marlins, won 2 World Series without ever finishing in first place. There's something wrong with that. As Yogi Berra would say, there's something not kosher in the state of Denmark.
Well said. Well said, Dan. A couple of more before we let you go. First of all, you know, weird fact. For most of that run, or perhaps all of it, if my memory serves me right, and it's really weird. It was one of the weird anomalies of Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves were in the NL West. I guess geography was not a real specialty of the powers that be in Major League Baseball. But I guess the other thing I want to ask you, over the 14 years, Atlanta Braves fans became a little spoiled. And what I mean by spoiled is, if you notice, at the back end of that run and then subsequent runs of success, the Atlanta Braves would make the postseason and they would struggle to sell out the stadium. They would struggle to sell out Turner Field. And that always galled at me a little bit. Your thoughts on a team that's had so much success and spoiled their fan base to the point where they struggled to sell tickets to early round playoff matchups because it was just a given that they'd be there.
Very much true. In 1991, the town went wild. Even though they didn't win the World Series, they still had a World Series parade. 750,000 people poured out into the streets of Atlanta. That was 91. That was the first time they won. And then they won in 92. And then they won in 95. 95, they won the World Championship. But you're right, that fans did not really come out because they expected their Braves to win. And in fact, over the 14 years, now this is a great stat, Joe. The Braves finished 166 and a half games ahead of the next best team in Major League Baseball.
Wow. Boy, this is a great book. Everybody, whether you're a Braves fan, Braves hater, or just a baseball fan, you got to go out and get it. And again, the book is called When the Braves Ruled the Diamond. It's 14 Flags Over Atlanta. You can get it at any of your normal brick-and-mortar booksellers. You can get it at Amazon.com. You know, all the usual sources to get books. You got to check it out. It is a great book. And, Dan, can't thank you enough for a few minutes. Really a pleasure. And all I'll say is we let you go out the door. Go Orange.
Definitely. You know I'm a Syracuse guy. Graduated in 1969.
Yeah, well, you're way better educated than me. I'm the one in the radio business. You're the one that went to the Newhouse School of Communications. Go figure.
Well, I was on WAER in Syracuse, too, so that was a lot of fun. Lynn Berman and I did baseball play-by-play together.
Memory lane, man. Thanks so much for a few. This was truly a pleasure. We will do it again down the line. You have yourself a great day now.
Thanks, Joe, and happy opening day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You, too. That was Dan Schlossberg joining us. Again, a great book. You got to check it out. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56. But most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again. Good day, all.